Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
How old are you?
The same age I was when you walked in.
I'm sorry. You don't ask a woman her age. How stupid am I? I've been out of the game so long. Lauren, how much do you weigh?
I'd rather tell you my age.
I'm so excited to see you tonight.
First day.
Hello, and welcome to another fabulous episode of First Date with me as your host, Lauren Compton. Our guest today, you know him from America's Got Talent. He's the voice of Gizmo from Gremlins. He's been on Deal or No Deal. You can also catch him on a stand-up tour or on his podcast, Howie Does Stuff.
Howie Mandel does stuff.
Welcome, my guest, Howie Mandel.
Yeah, and Howie does stuff, too. What is amazing, first of all, I'm a big fan of this show, and I'm a big fan of yours.
Thank you.
I've watched this, and I don't know why I'm on it, because First Dates, it's been like decades since I've been on a First Date, but I'm fascinated by my experience already. I mean, as you said to them, that I'm a judge on America's Got Talent, and you've had me, for the last 10 minutes, judge absolutely everything in the room until we started. Should my hair be up? Should my hair be down?
Yeah.
Well, go ahead.
Well, I asked you everything except what I'm wearing, but...
You did a costume change from the time you walked in.
I did.
It's like you came in, but very dressed up. I mean, it wasn't like you look like you were ready to do a show.
Yeah. And now I look like I'm ready to do yoga.
I don't understand that. When I show up to work, this is what I showed up in.
Yeah.
Why did you change?
I'm a female. You're married. Oh. You should know, how many times a day does your wife change?
A lot, maybe?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't really notice.
It's like this. It's like a disorder where we get ready and we're like, this is it. And then I walk on to my set and I'm like... I want to change. I'm freezing. And so I put on a sweater. And trust me, I'm going to hear it from my audience in the comments. So I have a menu of questions here to ask you about your dating life.
Okay, fantastic. There's nothing more interesting asking a guy who's been married for 43 years about his dating life.
We're going to start off with some appetizer questions. Do you remember what it was like to go on a first date?
Yeah, really hard. Go ahead.
You weren't what?
I wasn't big with the ladies. I wasn't wonderful with the ladies. I don't think I was attractive, and I don't think I tried so hard. I tried so hard to get, even from high school. I tried so hard in high school. I was 89 pounds and 4'10", and. I was not diagnosed yet with ADHD, so I couldn't sit down. So I was like this nervous little, I looked like a nervous little girl who really liked girls. Why do you laugh at that? It's a problem.
It is, but I laugh at people's problems, so.
Thank you. Anyway, laughter's the best medicine.
Yeah. I think so.
I don't know that it is. But the point is that, and I tried to, I thought, okay, I know how I'm going to get a lady. I'm going to be an athlete. Oh. But I'm 89 pounds and 4'10".
Right.
What sport is there for me?
Do you like sports?
I do. I do. But so the only team I can get on was the wrestling team. So I wanted to meet ladies, and I had really long hair. And I look like a little girl. And then I don't know if you know anything about wrestling, but it's a singlet. I thought I'd have a uniform and women would really like.
Yeah, you wear like spandex.
Well, one spandex, like a onesie, like a girl's bathing suit and knee pads.
With like your nipples showing, right?
My nipples never showed.
No.
Not in what I wore.
I thought they were like the low.
It's not low cut. They don't do low cut. It's not
I'm
like a revealing.
I'm thinking of Andre the Giant.
You're looking at me and thinking of Andre the Giant?
When I think of wrestling, I'm like, the first person that pops in my head is Andre the Giant.
Not Howie Mandel?
Mm-mm.
No? So I'll show you. I'm going to show you this. So here's me. Let me just pull the picture up. That's me. It's not low cut.
That's you?
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow, what? I'll give you the picture if you want to put it
in. You do kind of look like a Farrah Fawcett, like a strong Farrah Fawcett.
Wow, I really hit the mark. when a beautiful woman says to me, wow, when you walk in the room and a woman says to me, wow, you look like a strong Farrah Fawcett. That's not what I was going for.
I know.
And so I wanted to meet a strong Farrah Fawcett. I wanted to meet one. And then I ended up, I thought, oh, wait till a woman sees me like this. They're going to go crazy. And they're going to, no women showed up to any wrestling things. And then I'm a germaphobe. I know when you walked in, you tried to shake my hand.
We bumped elbows.
Yeah. And it's not you. I hope you don't take that personally.
Oh, I don't.
I haven't shaken a hand in like a couple decades.
Okay.
Okay. So and then I was just rolling around with, wrestling is weight classes. So I had to be under 90 pounds wearing a girl's one-piece bathing suit with long hair rolling around with other sweaty little guys. And I didn't meet any girls.
Hmm. So
don't
be
sad.
You seem to be doing fine now. You've been married for over 40 years.
Yeah.
So you're doing something right.
I did something right.
Do you believe in astrology?
I believe in astrologists.
Okay.
I think astrologists exist, and I believe in them. I believe that they spend time looking. I mean, no. I mean, do you believe in it?
I know that I'm a Virgo, and
I know I'm a Sagittarius. Does that, like, are we supposed to talk?
I don't know. That I don't know. I don't know, like, the compatibility and stuff like that.
So why is that a good question?
I was just wondering because...
Yeah, I'm a Sagittarius, and it's always worked for me.
I know that Scorpios and I don't get along.
Every Scorpio you've ever met, you don't get along with.
Damn close.
I don't think you ask everybody what they are.
Is anybody in here a Scorpio?
I am not.
No.
Well, you're trying really hard.
And I get along
hard.
With all of them.
Do you want to know my, don't you usually ask like what my love language is?
What is your love language?
Puerto Rican.
Is your wife Puerto Rican?
No, she doesn't understand a fucking word I say. But isn't that hot?
Where is she going, from?
She's from Canada. We're both from Toronto.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
How did you guys meet?
Online.
Like a dating app?
No, we were just standing in line at a place. It's 43 years ago. There wasn't apps. There wasn't even
there
the World
like
Wide Web.
There was eHarmony, like when it first
E-Harmony?
Started.
43 years ago?
Wasn't there?
Somebody should Google, what year did eHarmony start? There's no eHarmony. Well, in two people playing the piano.
Well, you said online. Did the internet even exist?
No. We were online waiting to get into someplace.
Oh, in line.
Sorry. I used the wrong technology.
Yeah, but it worked.
For what?
For you.
And us. At this thing. If it's good, it's good content, I think, for the podcast.
Did you have hair back then?
Yes.
I didn't
50
know.
50 years ago?
Maybe you were shaving.
I was.
This is a good
but
look
But not
for
my
you.
Head. Thank you. Thank you. And it also cuts over 4 seconds off of my time.
Mm.
Like a swimmer.
Yeah.
You know swimmers shave?
Yes. Right? To swim faster? Is that real?
Yes. People don't believe it, but it's real.
It's like astrology.
It is. Shaving yourself to swim faster is exactly like astrology.
It's just like a dolphin. You just want to swim as fast as you can.
That's a bet. That was my, why are you laughing at my dolphin?
That's going to be my promo clip. Let's say, like, do you still talk to any, I know it's been a long, long time. But have you, do you ever talk to any of your ex-girlfriends? Facebook?
I would love to, but a lot of them have died.
You don't look that old.
No, they were all murdered.
Stop it.
No, they weren't.
Howie!
But I think I hear their voices sometimes.
Creepy.
No, I've bumped into a one or two. I think right before I went out with my wife, my girlfriend was an identical twin. No, she wasn't. She was just standing in front of the mirror. I think, you know what's weird? People come up to me all the time, and I think you will find this too. And they go, "Remember me?" And I, because you're in media,
yeah,
right? But you don't, right?
Right.
So people will come up to me and say I dated you, and or they went out with me, or they tell my wife they went out with me.
Weird.
And I don't remember. I say,
yeah. Let's get into our main course questions. How do you feel about like other women having armpit hair and like leg hair if they're like not into shaving? Like that's just their vibe.
What does germaphobe have to do with armpit hair?
Because I associate.
It just means she's French.
Yeah, it does.
Yes.
I think it does mean she's French.
No, people don't understand. I don't mind. I think women are beautiful, whether they're hairy, I just think women are beautiful. That's why most paintings.
Yeah.
There's more paintings of women than there are of men, if you go, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you're much more attractive to look at. And hair doesn't bother me.
Not even like a bush?
No, I'm 43 years old.
Yeah, that's
like
vibe.
Reminiscing.
Yeah.
That's like the 70s.
That's like a throwback.
Yeah.
For you.
Look at that throwback. And
yeah.
Look. And then you can always find like little things and treasures and things you thought you lost in there.
Crazy.
So it is. So my phobia is my hands. Like I can't touch things but I can touch things with everything else, but my hands.
Like your mouth.
You're right. I'm moving you into a bonus round.
Do you have a clean car?
Yeah.
I would assume that it's immaculate.
No. I don't really like driving, so I'll leave it, like it'll be like a month before I get into it. So it gets dusty.
Well, how do you get around?
People take me.
Oh, you have a driver.
Nope.
Uber?
That's how I got here.
Okay.
Yeah. Is that weird?
No.
Is that like unexpected?
No, I'm just seeing what you say about it.
That Uber? I like Uber. I do like. No, I do. You know what I do in Uber? I like to. You know how you do you Uber?
Yes.
I just wanted to see what you'd say about it. I will. I go crazy in the settings. So like,
you're like, don't talk to me.
Right. So I say no conversation. Right. And then I get into the car and I go, how you doing? And he goes, fine. No. I go, is it busy today? He goes, yeah. No conversation.
He says that to you?
No, I keep asking questions and then admonishing him for answering.
Oh, you're like a bait and switch. You're baiting them to talk to you and then you tell them to shut up.
Yeah.
Howie.
It's funny. There. I held for the laugh and I got it.
Do you get jealous easily?
Yeah.
Very quick to answer that.
What, you want me to take some time?
No.
Give me a minute. Give me a minute. Yes.
So if you're at a bar and someone's hitting on your wife, what do you do?
I just get jealous. I'm too afraid to say something.
Why?
And
you were
I don't
in wrestling.
Get up. What?
You could kick someone's ass.
Wrestling?
You were in wrestling.
So where am I supposed to? Well, you're right. I should have thought of that. Next time somebody hits on my wife is attractive. Next time somebody hits on my wife, I'm gonna bring my onesie. I'll say, go fuck yourself, buddy. You stand right there. I'm going to the men's room. I'm going to put on a onesie and my knee pads, and I'm going to be back out here in a minute.
So how tall are you now?
Pardon me?
How tall are you?
The same height I was when we first started. What
but
do you mean?
You
do
were
people
like
grow
4'10
on this show?
In high school. No, is height a deal breaker for you if a girl's taller 5'10"? Than you?
5'10"? No, 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 no. I don't think so. It even, especially when it comes to like oral sex.
What?
Okay, so I'm thinking if I went out with a tall girl.
Yeah.
I think it would take me about 3 dates to go up on her.
Oh.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
How many one-night stands do you think you've ever had?
In a row?
In general.
Can you have one-night stands in a row?
You've had one-night stands in a row?
You can't.
Like a marathon?
Would that be a marathon?
I guess, yeah. If you're having like a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and every night is a one-night stand, I would say that is a fucking marathon.
See, I think I've had a lot of one-night stands. You know, I didn't get married till probably not as much as you, but how many have you had?
Not that many.
No, but how old are you?
The same age I was when you walked in.
I'm sorry. You don't ask a woman her age. How stupid am I? I've been out of the game so long. Lauren, how much do you weigh?
I'd rather tell you my age. I'm 36 years old.
Oh, wow.
And I weigh a very hefty 125.
No, I'm not. Wow. You're in good shape and you're young. My daughter,
I like to say 10 of that is my boobs, but we can't see them today.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I know.
10 of the 36?
Yeah.
10 years of your life is your boobs.
I have triple D's.
Duh, duh, duh.
Duh, 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 what?
It was 3 D's.
I know. I was like trying to.
What were we doing?
Was it the D's. Yeah. Big D's.
You got big D's?
Yeah.
So do I.
So
single. Single D's.
So back to how you had a fucking marathon of one night stands.
No, I didn't have a marathon. I didn't know. I was working on a concept in my head.
Yeah.
Sometimes with comedy, it doesn't.
You were just trying to see how big my tits were. I get it. What is like the biggest turnoff for you in like dating relationship stuff?
Smells.
Smells.
Yeah.
See, that's why I asked you about the hair in the armpit thing.
Well, does it have to smell?
Well, how do you like?
I have hair in my armpit. Do you smell me?
I feel like girls that have hairy armpits don't use deodorant because they're against the metals and the deodorant. They use Toms, like that bullshit organic stuff that doesn't work. So that's why that's like it all leads to this.
Well, I said certain smells, like if they're, it's not that smell. Like here's my thing, like I have a daughter who's older than you. And I used to talk about this in my act a little bit. But because of how I was when I was young and single, I didn't know how I would handle my daughter going out with that. She's my co-host on my podcast. Mm-hmm. I didn't know how I would handle her going out with knowing what a guy, how a guy can be, mm-hmm. being the father of. Is your father still with us?
No.
Sorry.
That's okay.
Just a moment of silence. I don't know what to do.
No, my, so.
He died.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, way to bring us. Why are you laughing?
Because there's no like fun way to handle that.
Let's just laugh about it.
Let's just laugh about it. So you were terrified
anyway,
about your daughter dating men.
So I tried to talk my wife
because
into...
Because you had a fucking marathon of one-night stands.
Well, I tried to talk my wife into not potty training my daughter because I thought that if we didn't potty train her, This is what I, what are you?
This is just, I don't.
Listen to what, let me finish
okay,
and then you'll understand.
I need some of your ADHD medicine.
Why?
Because I'm lost in the story.
Because you left it in the beginning. I tried to talk my daughter. I'm telling you, this will come around. It'll still be the circle of life.
Okay.
Okay. So I didn't want a potty trainer because my thoughts were, because I was thinking for myself, my thoughts were, if we don't potty train her, when a guy comes to pick her up, she's always going to be home early, because I know that once, when I'm dating a woman, once she shits herself, I drive her home.
Howie.
And I don't want to touch her. So I assumed, what this is what you were, I'm taking, you asked me what bothers me about a woman. I said smells. You went to the armpit. I'm saying I don't like women who shit themselves. That's my little turnoff. That's my little crutch. That's my little, okay, call me out. It doesn't matter. If a woman shits herself, you're not for me. That's all I'm saying. Have you ever shit yourself on a date?
I have. No. No, hold on. I've shit myself, but not on a date.
Oh, look at you. Look at you, all
I
trained.
Do you poop in front of your wife?
I tell a story now that I was really scared during COVID. I was really scared during COVID to go out anywhere. So I was supposed to have a colonoscopy. And I didn't want to, do you know what that is?
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't want to go to the doctor's office. So then I had, I saw a commercial for Cologuard where you could shit in a box. Do you know about that?
Nope.
You could shit in a box and then you mail it in and they tell you if you have cancer.
Okay.
Do you know, do you want to leave this story before
I'm
finished?
I'm very well invested.
Okay. Anyway, I shit in a box and my wife walked in. I didn't know what to say. I was just crouched over a box, shitting in a box.
Yeah.
I said, meow. Right. It's a true story.
Did you mail it in?
Yeah. I don't have cancer.
Congratulations.
That's breaking news.
That is one hell of a story.
You asked the question.
I know, I did.
Are we learning anything?
We are learning.
Tell me when you shit yourself. Not now, because I'll leave.
I just had to go to the bathroom and the elevator was taking far too long. And so I like barely made it to the toilet in my own apartment.
But other people live in the building. What if the door would have opened the floor below your floor? What would you have said?
Oops.
I did it again.
Exactly. There's nothing you can really do, you know, in that moment.
It's actually very funny.
It's true.
Do you ever buy that liquid ass? Do you know what that is?
No.
Do you guys know what it is? Liquid ass? It's that you can buy this stuff that smells. You can buy this stuff and you can't get it off.
Well, just spray your daughter with that. You don't have to have her shit.
She's married and has two kids now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Do you kiss on the first date?
I kiss before the first date. I will kiss a stranger. Yeah. Kissing is not a problem. Why? Yes. 100%.
Some people feel like you should like wait until the third date or something.
To kiss?
I think
maybe. Is kiss a euphemism for something else?
No.
Not kissing. Why shouldn't you kiss? You kiss like a night?
Like goodnight, yeah. Would you kiss a girl on the first date?
I don't know people that, I don't think there's, unless she had a festering canker sore.
Ew.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
But otherwise, short of a sore, yes.
Okay.
Is that bad? Am I being too
forward? No, not at all. Do you pick a girl up? Like, do you like to drive on a first date, or do you have? Do you?
So on my first date with my wife, I do. I think you should. Though there wasn't Ubers and things like that, because
right.
I would probably, if I wasn't sober, I probably would like to have, if not an Uber, a driver to pick. I would have the vehicle come to her with me in it, because so we could have a drink. But I would, on our first date, I had a reputation also of being a little bit out of hand and wild. And I remember picking my wife up for our first date. I'm from Toronto, Canada, where it's very cold, not all year, but in the winter.
Yeah.
And I had, we were in the car and we're driving and I hit black ice. I hit like an ice patch. I was turning a corner. Like, I was known for doing incredible practical jokes and things that were got me thrown out of school and got me, I had a reputation. Anyway, people told her not to date me because I was a little bit wild. But I turned the corner and I hit ice and the car spun. And then it hit a curb, and it went up on two wheels, and we were
wow,
I like you. And you and we were almost going to roll the car and die, but the car fell back down and went back down, and I was just out of breath because I came this close to death. I thought we almost died, and my wife turned to me and went, "Very funny. I've heard about you, and we almost died. This is not a joke." So.
Wow.
I'm not a good driver. I'm not, still not. I have a problem focusing. I also tried to be a pilot. I took flying lessons, and the guy that was giving me the lessons told me to stop because I don't have the acumen to pay attention.
Mm.
This is amazing. I have a coffee and a cookie in me, and I'm like almost finished.
I think you're doing great.
Am I?
You are.
I have no idea.
Who do you feel should pay on the first date?
Oh, I'm so old school. I just think if I ask, always me.
Yeah.
And on every date, I have a problem on like everywhere. I have a problem letting anybody pay, let alone a date.
Yeah.
Because I also, especially now, because if I was dating now, because I'm very, very successful.
Yeah. That makes sense. You're generous.
No, I'm very successful.
What? We'll go to my dessert question.
Well, the dinner's already over?
Uh-huh.
Wow.
It's like speed dating.
Did this go well?
I would say so. I'd love to have you back for a second date.
Wow. I'm still...
You're like the hottest Farrah Fawcett I've ever seen.
With chemo.
Still.
Chemo always gets a big laugh.
It does get a good laugh.
Almost as much as your dead father.
Hey.
I'm sorry. Too soon?
No, he's been dead for 12 years.
Okay.
What is the sweetest thing?
I was alone on that one.
What is the sweetest thing you've ever done for a significant other?
The sweetest thing?
Uh-huh.
Show up.
That is nice.
It is nice. I'm not a romantic. I mean, I'm not at all. I once brought flowers home. I've been married for 43 years. I once brought flowers home to my wife.
Uh-huh.
And which I thought was kind of exciting and she would really like it. And she said, "Who gave you these?"
Oh my goodness.
Somebody had.
You were re-gifting?
My own wife.
Yeah, she knew. She clocked it.
She's not the first woman I've been with, so just having sex with her is like re-gifting.
Yeah.
Right? Isn't it?
That is fucked up.
I don't know why I'm laughing. Who died?
Because that's a good one, though, regifting. I never thought about it like that.
You should.
Yeah.
You will.
Why are you not romantic?
It makes me laugh.
Romance?
Yeah.
Makes you laugh?
Yeah.
Then you should be super romantic.
Yeah, but not in a sexy way. It just makes me laugh. When like, things are romantic, for me, the best medicine for... a relationship,
yeah,
and dating, and what turns me on most and did about my wife over any other woman that I've been with is I laughed harder than I've ever laughed before. And laughter is incredibly sexy to me.
Mm-hmm.
A great sense of humor is incredibly sexy to me. I think it's rare, and I think it's rare for people to even show it and talk about it. You know, people are really serious. And it's really hard. But when people try really hard, and I can see people trying really hard, like to be romantic, it makes me laugh. It would make me laugh personally if I invited a woman over and I lit candles. Just even candles make me laugh. Like, what are we celebrating? What is being celebrated? That's not even real.
not a real candle.
It's not a real candle. But if I was alone in my house and I set up candles and I don't know. There's something about it that's because it's not real. You have to act romantic. You have to be romantic. It's not inherently real.
What?
It isn't.
Yes, it is.
Is it?
I think so.
It's a show.
It's a show of affection, and affection is real.
Kissing is a show of affection. Really? I think you're putting on a show. That's not what your world is. You're creating a world. So when you're creating a world, it kind of makes me laugh. You're making it seem like this is what it is. The room doesn't even smell like the way you're making it smell. You put like a little essence. You're making a whole fake room. It makes me laugh. My buddy here that I came with, you're a romantic. He is a romantic, and he was single for years. Not single now, but he was single for years. He'd be on the road, and he would go get, I'm not going to tell stories, but it made me laugh. He'd set up a bathtub with all these candles.
Yeah.
That was funny to me. Not to him. He did very well. The ladies liked it and everything.
I think it's romantic. I like it. I don't think it's funny. No, that's how some people get laid.
Yeah, I know he did. But the point is that I would have a hard time if we were dating. Mm-hmm. I would have a hard time. Wait till you see this. And I sprinkled all the petals. You come into my room and there's fucking petals.
Yeah.
Like autumn in my room. How the fuck did it? Just the thought of me like just spreading the petals or calling somebody going, all right, at 8 o'clock, spread the petals from the door all the way to the bed. And I want 9 candles on my bathtub.
No one counts the candles. You just assume that you want a bunch. You just get a handful.
Handful of candles. Yeah. I want a handful of candles.
Yep.
No, because tonight is the night.
And then, how did you propose to your wife?
Badly. I went, this is horrible.
Great.
Nobody's going to like me. But I was at a deli. And I had I knew that I was going to propose to her, so I went and bought a diamond. Like, I knew a guy.
Just a diamond?
No ring.
Just a diamond?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just.
Just
Who
a
puts
diamond.
Just in front of a diamond?
Well, there's no ring. So
I didn't go
did
get
you just
coal.
Set it on her
I didn't
hand?
Go get a rock.
Okay.
I didn't get some concrete.
We got a diamond.
But the intention was to get a ring.
Okay.
But I hadn't gotten the ring, and I'm at the deli. And I just put the diamond on the table and I go, if you want to make a ring, I got to go take a piss and tell me if you're okay with this when I come back.
Leave the diamond and take the cannoli.
I was at a deli.
What? That's the most mob mafia proposal I've. So did she? I mean,
43 fucking years. 43 fucking years. It works, people. It works. I have a lot of friends who lit a lot of fucking candles, who dropped in to a fucking arena, who created, had a band show up and sing songs. Where are they today? Their wives are fucking other people.
Yeah, it's true.
Huh?
Well, hey, I give you that.
And my wife is at home, miserable. That's, why is that funny?
I don't know.
You know what they say? Happy wife.
Happy life.
No.
What?
Happy wife means she's fucking somebody else. If I come home and my wife is like giddy and happy, I'll go, who are you fucking? Like, what is, be miserable. I'm back.
Well, I'd say that's a huge green flag. 43 years of misery and she's still with you?
That's what she said. I said to her, let's redo our vows. Her vow was enough already. You know, it was really tough, COVID. She didn't like me. Because I was, what made it last? I'm a comedian. I was doing 300 live dates a year.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not there. I'm here.
Yeah.
She's not. That's what she likes.
Just to be left alone.
Just not with me.
Oh, Howie.
I know, it's sad, isn't it? Started off like a happy podcast and now it's sad.
That's okay. We've had sad little bits all through it. I feel like this has been a really good therapy session for you.
Why do you keep bringing up the negative?
I'm trying to remind you of what it's like to be with your wife.
You're funny.
Thank you.
You are. I like you. I love this. I love this podcast. I'm a fan. I watch this podcast. You're very good.
Thank you.
And I think it's, you should even do more.
Thanks. Come back on my show, Howie. Where can people find you? I know people can.
Howie Mandel does stuff wherever you get your podcasts, on YouTube.
Yeah.
I do it with my daughter. You should come do ours if you're
I'd
ever in LA.
I'd love to.
Do you, are you ever in LA?
Yeah.
You live here, though.
Every other month, almost.
Every other month?
Yeah.
Wow.
Is there anything anywhere? When does
it's winding down to discomfort.
I know.
It doesn't matter. I mean, this is like, this feels like first dates right now. This
when
is the awkward,
like,
uncomfortable.
Leave.
Well, and also you don't know what to, there's nothing more to talk about.
Yeah.
Silence is fun.
Well, you're on a stand-up tour. Where can people check you out?
Go to HowieMandel.com. Watch my podcast. I'm on America's Got Talent Fantasy League now.
Cool.
And that's going to be followed by, Canada's Got Talent I'm doing now too. And also I produce Deal or No Deal again.
Awesome.
I'm not the host.
But you're...
Joe Manganiello is on. You should have him on. He's now single. He could talk about first dates.
Well, thank you so much for coming on my show.
I'm not leaving.
You're leaving.
No.
You can
you
stay
ever had
forever.
A date that wouldn't leave?
No. Well, this is the first one. You've been
not
great.
Leaving.
I can't wait
not
to have
leaving.
You back on my show.
I'm back.
Thank you guys so much for watching and tuning in. We'll see you next time.
I'm still here.
First date, baby.
Are you really drinking a glass of milk with dinner?
First date, I can't wait.
You told your mom about